The leader of the United Renaissance Party, Kofi Wayo, says there is more than enough food in the villages waiting to be carted to the urban markets. Speaking to Radio Ghana on alleged hardship in the country, Mr. Wayo said, if even there is hardship, Ghanaians are not hungry. He said what government needs to do now is to be more proactive to support the farmers with tractor services, hoes and cutlasses to produce more to feed the nation.
Well, I'm in the villages. There's a lot of food all over in the villages. What the villages need is small help with cutlasses. You know, I'm doing the little bit I can. The government got to help. But the big man in Accra, in their Jaguars, saying that the people are hungry. So where did they get the Jaguars from? They stole the poor people's money. That's why the people are complaining. They should ask people like Kufuor, how much did they have to give Gisele Yazi? The contracts they signed, how much did they get out of it? This is what's making the people poor. I know John Mahama is in charge now, so you can... You're blaming everything on him, but we blacks, we have to find out what is the cause of the situation. We're not interested. We're not interested in history. You understand? We're not interested in the facts. And our radio stations are filled with young people who have no experience. They're either MPP or NDC. So the truth is not out. Nobody knows the truth. Come to where I am right now. Well, they're building a road for them which will facilitate their movement and stuff. You know, it's near Pepe Tifi here. A few little things. But the government got to be more proactive, okay? This hunger that they're talking about. Come to the villages, plantain, cocoyam, you know, there's plenty of food all over the villages. It's not like Ethiopia or nothing like that. But what the government is lacking is that the president got to be assertive, and the ministers are not working. You know, the DCs are not working. Everybody's into conferences and workshops and buying pretzels and stuff like that. We got to stop that. The president got to move and stop ministers from traveling. Get the money to bring it to the village and dig them water holes and give them cutlasses. That's what they need to survive. The survival of the people must be the prime business of the government. Nkrumah, in 6 years, built over 100 factories. Kufuor came for 8 years. And they're telling you, bring us back. How many factories did they build for the people to go to work? You know, so I want John Mahama to revive most of these factories. I'm standing by to fix the electricity, bring the price down, bring the price of petrol down. If they're willing to do it, we're here. We know how to do it. So that's what we need here.